Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur, Brachos Daf Chof Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you're not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the Daf option. Today's Tosfos are not found on Chof Beis Omid Aleph, but rather Chof Beis Omid Beis. The top Tosfos, V'nechsi Ezra Heichon Tikein, at this point the Gemara had asked that after all we have this massive machlokes between Tanoim and machlokes amongst Amoroim regarding issues concerning the Tevilas Ezra, the need for a Balkari to matire himself before learning Torah. Why is there such need for controversy? So the Gemara asks, why not just check out to see what Ezra was misakin? The Tosfos says, "B'harbi mekoymus gabi shar takonis lo poruch gemara hochi." In many other places in the Shas where there are many different takonis mentioned, there is this kind of question is not asked. Well, just go see what the original takona was. Elo shiny hocha, here it's different. The dover harogi b'chol yoyim hu. Tevilas Ezra is tevila because someone had an emission, and males having emissions is a very common phenomenon, whether it be hamargil through procreation attempts or simple relations with wife or because of some type of oinus, but it is a common affair, common event. Therefore, why it shouldn't be something mysterious. Al kain onu zechurim, because it's so common, we would remember what the original takona was, and that's why the Gemara asked this question. The next tosis, v'les hilchisa kavosei. This appeared in the Gemara after Rava ruled that the abori hamargil and a choyla margil are to use arboim saw, a bori laonso 9 kav and a choyla onso nothing. So this is Rava's Rava actually had ruled like that in the Gemara. Later on the daf, you'll find the first of the widest lines under the Tosfos column in the Gemara. Rav Chama had been toivel on Erev Pesach to be moitzi the rabbim yedei chovasan. This was at a point in the Gemara after a distinction was made between 9 kav for personal learning and 40 kav for public learning. And at the end, the Gemara says, "V'les hilchusu kavosei." We do not follow that. So Tosfos says the tefila b'chol yoyim arboim saw, that we don't follow the ruling that the daily tefila or the common balkari tefila needs 40 saw. Elo afilu la'achirim nami sagi b'tisha kaben. Tosfos rules that even if it's Torah learning or recitations to exempt others in Torah or Brocha related matters, 9 kav is enough. Inami, hachi birusho. Another explanation as to what the ruling is, v'les hilchusu kavosei, elo ke Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. The halacha doesn't follow the need for any tevila whatsoever. Rather, we follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, that no tevila is necessary because of the Omar, who's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said, "Divrei Torah ein mekavlim tuma." V'yesh meforshim davka l'Torah. There are those that want to say that this leniency is only with regard to Torah learning. Avol l'tevila tzorech tevila, but for prayer, for davening, you need to immerse yourself. Upirish Ri, the Ri disagrees with this Yesh Meforshim that said that there is a distinction between Torah and Tefillah, but rather Deloi Shna. There is no difference, and for both Torah and Tefillah as well, no need for a Balkari to mitire himself. Vatoivil Be'erev Yom HaKippurim Ein Lo Levorach. There's a very well-known custom of immersing oneself or going into a mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, though as popular, as widespread a custom as that is, no bracha is to recite it for that immersion. V'hamavorech havei bracha levatol, and one who does make a bracha on that immersion is in violation of a bracha in vain. The next Tosfos is referring to a Gemara on Chof Gimel Omid Aleph. The Gemara there had analyzed the machlokis at the bottom of this Omid between Rav Chisto and Rav Hamnuna, where the Gemara thought that maybe their machlokis was regarding what happens if one breaks in the Shmona Esrei enough time to have finished the whole thing. Till what point does one go back when following the pause? And the pause, we should mention, as we had learned in the Gemara, this was someone who was experiencing a urinal drip from his body, and he had to pause. The suggestion was, but rejected in the Gemara, was if the pause is that long in which he could have finished the whole Shmona Esrei, does he go back to the very beginning, or does he go back to where he paused? The Gemara then rejected that's not the case. And here Tosfos says, Elo de kule alma choyzel rosh. That means Rav Chisto and Rav Hamnuna both agree that if there is a pause, enough time to have finished the whole thing, you would have to go back to the beginning. Tosfos now mentions a point that later in the Tosfos, a Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yehuda, who appears, will disagree with this, but he says here, V'adin, Davi Motzi Le'ukmi, the Gemara at the top of Chof Gimel Omid Aleph could have said, regarding Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chisto, De Kule Alma Ein Choyzer L'Rosh. Because the point of their machlokes had to do defining the person, whether he was fit for davening or not. Nothing to do with the issue of length of pause and its ramifications. So being that that's the case, the Gemara could have similarly set up their opinions as follows, that Dekule Alma, everyone, meaning Rav Chisto, Rav Hamnuna, would be in agreement, Ein Chozer L'Rosh, even if there's a long pause, no need to go back to the beginning. In other words, that could have been set up in theory. But the Gemara deliberately did not set up their opinions like that, where they would agree that after a long pause, that you can pick up where you left off. Now, umidalo muki hachi, from the fact that the Gemara deliberately avoided setting them up like that, namely pick up where you left off, shma mino, the halacha choyzel l'rosh, then one will conclude that whenever there is a long break, you must go back to the beginning. V'chein l'kamon, behed yomer avavo, choyzel l'rosh. Later in the Masechta, the Bach says, Daf Chof Hei, this appears explicitly. That having been said, just to review the point, when there is a break sufficient in length to have completed the whole thing, and you know, as you were silent during that whole period waiting for whatever, or you broke and paused enough time to have finished whatever you were doing, it could have been done in total, you have to go back to the beginning. This raises a question. Vitemo. You'll notice the question lasts a number of lines. We have a long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Tosfos text. Vitemo. De b'maseches Rosh Hashanah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shoma teisha tkiyos b'teisha shoyz b'yoyim, yotza. If one heard 9 shofar blasts, which is the basic Torah requirement of the shofar, hearing a tkiyah, trua, and tkiyah, shvarim, trua, tkiyah, those are 9 blasts, we'll say. And he heard the 9 tkiyahs over 9 hours. That means hour 1 of the day, tkiyah, hour 2 of the day, trua, hour 3 of the day, tkiyah, hour 4 of the day, another tkiyah. On and on like that, over 9 hours. It says in Rosh Hashanah, Yotza, you have fulfilled your requirements. Almat kios mitstarfos, you see that they join up to form the unit required by the Torah. I forgot the shokadei lasos kulam, even though there was a very long break. How much time does it take to blow nine blasts? Can do it under a minute. And here, over 9 hours, it took place. So there was a very big pause, and yet the big pause didn't prevent him from being yotze, and there was no need to go back and do them all together. The Gemara Megillah speaks about a long pause in the Megillah reading, and if one paused a long time, The Gemara there says, Rav says the halacha is not like Rebbe Muna, who would have said go back to the beginning. He says, it says there, follow the ruling of Rav Bevai. So that is another objection to the ruling that was presented at the beginning of the Tosfos. In other words, by the Tosfos concluded that by the fact that the Gemara on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph concluded that Kuli Alma Chozer LaRosh, we can see from here that if there's a long gap, everyone agrees you go back to the beginning. Here you have two examples of long gaps, and you don't have to go back to the beginning. The Omer Hasar Mikutsi, the Yesh L'chalek. We are not going to retract our conclusion at the beginning of the Tosfos, and yet the cases that were presented don't present a problem. There is room for making a distinction. The shiny hocha, the case here is different. The case with the person who break because of the urine drip is the ein roy likros. He is not fit. V'chein lekamon the Rebbe Avo ozal b'mevuos amatunafos, and likewise the Gemara later in this perek where Rebbe Avo was walking through dirty alleyways. There was filth there, and the issue is he paused. The Hossam, the Kule Alma Modu, the Chozer LaRosh. There, everyone agrees you have to go back to the beginning. And in the cases where you see the necessity of, after a break, having to go back to the beginning, is because you're dealing with circumstances where it was not fit to be recited, whether it be the Kriya Shema or the Tefillah that we featured over here. Avol Hecha de Gavra Chazi, but where the person himself is fit, Kemo Megillah v'Shofar, like the examples in Megillah v'Shofar, that we weren't dealing with some disqualification of the person, it was simply a break that he took for whatever elective reason he decided. Kule Alma Modu, everyone will be in agreement, the Eino Chozer LaRosh Elo Lamokom Shepasak, that there's no need to go back to the beginning, but you pick up where you left off. The next section of Tosfos from here till the end is a section that requires more explanation, an explanation with greater clarity than that we will be offering in our Tosfos Shiur. The Bach points out to look in the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi for an explanation of these lines. And if you look into the Marsha, so he presents an explanation and at the same time points out that the Marshal's explanation is not something that is that he would agree with. And all that we're going to say in the context of our shiur is that these next few lines are not clear as they appear and do require further explanation. But we will read anyway what Tosfos says. Rabbeinu Yehuda Piresh, the Hocha Lo Motzi Lemeimar. Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot say over here, you couldn't have even suggested, like we saw, we have a little arrow here, which refers you back to the opening of the Tosfos. Here he says, the Hocha Lo Motzi Lemeimar De Kule Amo De Ein Chozer LaRosh Ubedesha Komiflegi. In this particular Gemara, you couldn't have even thought to suggest that everyone would be in agreement that there is no need to go back to the beginning. The Hal Kuli Alma Havi Gavra Chazi Kevon De Eino Chozer LaRosh. Because if you were to say like that, then by saying that you don't have to go back to the beginning, you in effect are saying that what you said till now was fit and it counts and it's not, you know, you get credit for it and just pick up from where you left off. That would be tantamount to saying that you're dealing with a person that was fit by virtue of the fact that he doesn't go back to the beginning. Avol vaday, however, e have motzi lemeimar hochi, if there had been a chance of saying that, of saying pick up where you left, that everyone would agree you picked up where you left off. In other words, if you were dealing with someone that was fit, have the omar lay, then it would have been said. So that the impression that I get from this Tosfos, even though, as we said, it's not very clear, the impression that I get is that this Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the conclusion Tosfos reached at the beginning. Namely, Tosfos at the beginning said, from the fact that the Gemara chose not to say Eino Chozer L'Rosh, shows you that when you have a long gap, you have to be Chozer L'Rosh. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that possibility still does exist, that even if there's a long gap, you could pick up where you left off. And here, it's not a function of the Gemara choosing one of two options, but rather it couldn't have spoken in this Gemara about Kulei Alma, pick, everyone would agree, Eino Chozer L'Rosh. Here, since you're dealing with a Gavra, Eino Roy, the only option is to say the Kulei Alma, that everyone would be in agreement that you have to go back to the beginning. The next Tosfos, V'ha Zevach Rishoyim Toeva, Pirush Ri, this is a comment on someone who discovered soya b'mkom, discovered soya, feces or dung, waste on his body. Rava disagreed with Rava, three lines from the bottom of the Gemara, and said, how can you, Rava, say that a person gets credit for his tefillah when zevach rishoyim toeva, when the offering of the wicked is an abomination? Pirush ri, tadafke b'mokom shoya yochol istapek v'litlois shiei shom soya. This idea of discovering waste on one's body is and not getting credit for one's davening is only if he discovered it in a place that one should have suspected there may be soa. If, however, soa appeared in some kind of surprise location on one's body where one is not expected to take it into consideration, so then even Rava would concede that the tefillah that he did was acceptable. The next Tosfos, Afalpish Yispalel Tfiloso Toeva. This Tosfos we mentioned in our Gemara Shir itself. This was a reference to Rava's ruling that even though this person who discovered soil on his body had davened, his tefillah is an abomination. So what good? You call it an abomination. What practical outcome does that represent? So number one, Vavi Me'uvas Lo Yuchaliskon. It's a mistake, an aberration that one cannot rectify. That means he davened, and that's it. He loses. He doesn't have a chance to make it up. Number two, the ri pirush. The ri says the yachsor v'yispalel. Okay, that which you said already, the davening you made already, is that you prayed already, is an abomination. Now do one properly. Mamtin ad shicholu hamayim. The Tanaic source we saw two lines from the bottom describes someone who was in the middle of davening. Urine was dripping from between his legs. He should wait. Posek ad shicholu hamayim. He waits until the dripping stops, and then he goes back to daven. The Tosfos says, "Mamtin ad shicholu hamayim b'mashtin al gabi karka o al gabi begodim." We're talking about someone whose urine was dripping onto the ground or onto cloth, clothing. The ein shom tofeach amanas lapich, and it's not that wet. The urine got absorbed. There might be a sense of dampness that's left, but it's not so damp. Amanas lapich would mean that by touching it, your finger would become, let's say, so wet that by touching something else, it would make a second item damp. So it's not that damp. Kinemashim lekamon. Could go into Ovid Tif. The case is describing where it's dripping. Tif, drip, sounds almost the same. Drip by drip. Shenivloi mehera, where the drips of urine are quickly absorbed. And if it's a slow drip, so a puddle is not going to form, and the level of dampness will be very limited. Kein pirush harav Rebbe Yosef. That's his approach to this scenario here, where he's standing there, he's in the Shmon Esrei, he has to pause, waits for the dripping to stop. When it stops, there isn't a pool or there isn't a high level of dampness where he is located, and he can therefore pick up his davening. Umiu nire, afilu im yesh bohen tofech amanas latpiach mutorin. Tosu says that even if it were quite damp, it would still be mutter for him to continue davening after the dripping stops. Kivan demidoraisa einan asurin ela kenegeda omud bilvad. The Torah prohibition of davening, of saying the name of Hashem, of doing, let's say, holy matters in the context of urine is only kenegeda omud, means opposite while a direct, an actual flow of urine is taking place. Verabonan hu degozur. And the Rabbanan imposed a restriction, even if it's not the actual flow or stream of urine, but even if it's, let's say, a situation where there's urine present. The Rabbanan said that those cases as well are forbidden. However, over here, v'kevan sh'oy mikvar b'tfiloso, since here we're talking about someone who already had started his davening, and the dripping took place, so while the dripping takes place, he pauses, and in the meantime, a high level of dampness took place, which we call Tefech Amas Lapiach, developed. Lo Achuhu Rabbonon Lachzor B'Tfilah. The Rabbonon, nevertheless, since we're not dealing with a Doraisa realm, they didn't trouble him to go back to Daven again. So therefore, you have this possibility of picking up where you left off. The Tosfos that are relevant then for today's Daf Chof Beis Shiur have been completed. So that concludes our Tosfos Shiur for today.